just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every single week here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and let's hear the rest of that song because it frames pretty much what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take a little road trip around Texas.
Back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
We're going to boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Staring at me, Oklahoma City's just a memory. Fort Worth, Dallas, roll on by. Waco now, less than 50 miles. Clear the roads, I'm headed that way. Gonna boogie back to Austin, cross the U.S. of A. Boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Hate to see I'm on my way.
Boogie!
Yeah, tonight we take a little road trip across parts of Texas, and in that journey, we're going to find a variety of types of music, and we're going to start off in Pendleton, Texas, with some blues, some very, very early blues, with Blind Willie Johnson and his song, The Soul of a Man.
Well, want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me, just what is the soul of a man? I'm going to ask the question, please answer if you can. Is anybody sure and can tell me, yeah, what is the soul of a man? Well, what somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, yeah, what is the soul of a man? I traveled different countries, I've traveled in forest land. I found nobody could tell me just what about the soul of a man. When I want somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I saw a crowd stand talking, I just came up in time. Was teaching the lawyer, the doctor. Well, a man ain't nothing but his mind. Well, I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, just what is the soul of a man. God, I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody tell me, tell the word is the soul of a man. I read the Bible often, I try to read it right, and for as I could understand, nothing but a burning. But I want somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody tell me, tell what is the soul of a man. When Christ had entered the temple, the people all stood amazed. Was teaching the lawyers, doctors, how to raise the man from the grave. Well, I want somebody tell me, answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me, tell what is the soul of a man. Well, I want somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody tell me, tell what is the soul of a man.
When I was a cowboy, I owned a western plane. When I was a cowboy, I owned a western plane. I made a half a million pulling on the bridle reins. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on a western plane. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the western plain. When need a bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. When need a bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. When need a bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. They bullets was a falling, just like a shower rain. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. When me and a bunch of cowboys running in the Buffalo Bill. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. The boys had it all in for a man on the outskirts of town. And they had made the horses drunk. They had made them 45 drunk. And the boys was already done got drunk. And all around that man's house, them horses was a-walking, and them 45s was a-talking. And they sounded best regards to that man, and hear what they said. Your house catches a fire, and ain't no water around. If your house catches a fire, and ain't no water around, throw your jelly out the window, let the doggone shack burn down. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come all you cowboys, don't you wanna go? Come all you cowboys, don't you wanna go? Come meet the long rangers on Range Buffalo. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yeah.
That was Huey William Ledbetter. Also known, probably better known, as Leadbelly, and When I Was a Cowboy. That came from his album, Blue Stay Away From My Door. And he was born in Louisiana, but the family moved to Lee, Texas, on the border with Louisiana when he was about five or so. His first instrument was an accordion, but he later picked up a guitar, and at age 21, he just started wandering around Texas and Louisiana trying to make a living as a musician. And he had, shall we say, a little bit of a checkered past with some prison terms, including murder. But he ended up being a huge influence on many a blues player. And before Leadbelly, we heard Blind Willie Johnson and the Soul of a Man. Willie was from Pendleton, Texas, near Waco, and he became blind somewhere around age 7 when his mom, who was in an argument with Willie's dad about her infidelity, happened to she splashed a whole caustic solution of lye water on him. And his career started when he went to Dallas in the Deep Ellum neighborhood, and he played there and had a few recordings there as well. He's considered to be one of the masters of gospel blues, as you could tell from that, and was a master of the slide guitar as well. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas. We are driving on a road trip across Texas tonight, and so far we've stopped in Lee, Texas, which is a little bit east of Waco, and in Waco. So we're going to drive east from Waco now about an hour and a half to the little town of Leona, where we're going to run into another blues man by the name of Albert Collins. And here he is with A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
And she looked at me real cool. She said, Albert, you ain't nothing but an overgrown fool. I'm gonna leave you, gonna leave you behind. I said, baby, let me tell you that a good fool is hard to find. Now, baby, if you leave me, it would hurt me to my soul. I just can't understand why, baby, any woman could be so cold. But a good fool, a good fool is hard to find. Take a lesson from me, baby. A good fool is hard to find.
sitting here singing to myself. Should be sleeping like everybody else, but I can't. Sun gonna come up, I'd give up, but I don't want, I don't care what time it is. Same damn thoughts are going through my head. It don't seem to matter what I do. It's all 'cause of you and the way I had to leave when I was down. Can't hear nothing but the sound of the door slamming shut and you being gone.
Was Tony Price from Austin, Texas, doing a little kind of blues-esque shuffle there with Low Down and Up from her album of the same name. Tony was born in Philly, but she grew up musically in Nashville, but she hated that frigid, stiff culture there, so she was invited to play down at South by Southwest in Austin in the late 80s, and she stayed in Austin ever since. She did take a year or two out to go to San Diego, but she's back in Austin, and she's playing at the Continental Club still. I think it's on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. Before Tony, we heard Albert Collins, the master of the Telecaster from Leona, Texas, and his song A Good Fool Is Hard to Find from his 1997 record Deluxe Edition. And I think we also heard Jimmy McGriff on the organ. Albert, along with Freddie King, plays his guitar with a strap over his right shoulder rather than his around his neck like most people do. Lightnin' Hopkins was his cousin and introduced Albert to the guitar, and his family ultimately moved from Leona down to Houston, and that's where he really got his career going down there. He also was had quite a sense of humor, and he's known to lead the stage while still playing and connected to his amp and everything. And one night at Antone's in Austin, he went outside playing his guitar, still connected, and came back in. And a few minutes later, a man arrived at the club and gave Albert the pizza that he had ordered. So in addition to a good sense of humor, he was a huge inspiration to Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at VashonSnapdragon.com.
Alrighty then. Thank you to our supporters and also to all those people who are members of The Voice of Vashon. We need you out there to keep us on the air. Well, we're going to drive up I-35 about 3 hours to Fort Worth, Texas, and hear from Delbert McClinton, who moved there when he was about 11 years old, and his little response to his lady, before you accuse me.
On your feet comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Mm-hmm. comes the summons. You can hide behind the door. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes a mousy, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. That's all, brother, then you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done.
Yeah, that's right. That was Tony Price again. I just wanted to hear two songs of hers. I very seldom play the same artist, even 2 weeks in a row, much less on the same show, but that just fit really well for me right there. The song was Comes Love from her Low Down and Up album on Antone's label, released in 1999, I believe. And on that song, you heard the great Johnny Gimble on fiddle, Riley Osborne on piano, and Derek O'Brien on guitar. Before Tony, we heard Delbert McClinton on harp and vocals with the Bo Diddley song, Before You Accuse Me, and that came from Delbert's Genuine Rhythm and Blues album, released in, I think it was 2000. Delbert was born in Lubbock, but he moved to Fort Worth when he was 11, and he worked in a bar band backing Sonny Boy Williamson II, Howlin' Wolf, and Lightnin' Hopkins, and Jimmy Reed, all incredible blues players. The first two are harp players, and you can see how Delbert picked that up rather well. He's had a lot of success, multiple Grammys, and much of his success has been with duets with Bonnie Raitt, Tanya Tucker, and his songs have been recorded by a wide range of people. We are all here on Boogie Back to Texas, taking a big road trip around the state, and I'm your host and chauffeur, Jeff Fletcher. We ended that last set with Tony Price from Austin and a regular performer at the Continental Club, 7 o'clock on Tuesdays on South Congress. Let's stay in Austin for former Austinite Buddy Miller and his song, When It Comes to You. Thank you.
much of a shove.
Jones with the Tom Waits song Long Way Home. That came from her album Feels Like Home. And as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Nora is the daughter of Ravi Shankar and Sue Jones, who was a music producer. And when they got divorced, Nora and her mom moved to Grapevine, Texas, which is near Dallas. She went to University of North Texas in Dallas in Denton, and she's had a whole bunch of hits. And for example, the albums we just heard from debuted in 2004 at number one in at least 16 different countries. And before Nora, we heard Buddy Miller, When It Comes to You. You also heard, that song just makes me smile. It's just, I like it a lot. You also heard Al Perkins on the steel guitar, and that song originally appeared on his album Midnight and Lonesome, but I got it from The Best of the High Tone Years, which is a compilation album that was released in 2008. And as I've said in prior shows, Buddy is threaded through in a whole bunch of Texas musicians, including Ray Campy in Austin and his own band in New York City that include Sean Colvin. And when he was in New York, he would play with Kinky Friedman's band every Sunday at the Lone Star Cafe. Let's hear from our supporters.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at vashoncenterforthearts.org.
Well, you are listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where we bring you excellent music from Texas musicians, as well as a few tidbits of esoteria. Tonight, we're on a tour of Texas, and I'm your chauffeur, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to head now down to, from Austin, down I-35. We're going to go to San Antonio, and then we're going to hook us a big right and head on out US 90 for about 3 hours or so, and we're going to land in Del Rio, Texas, and hear from Radney Foster and A Thin Line.
There's a curve in the highway just south of town where a man is pulled over to figure life out with only his conscience and the lonesome sound of diesels winding up grade. He's got a wife and two kids, they love him so. Woman down in Georgia, she's starting to show. He's damned if he leaves, and he's sure damned if he don't. And he wonders how life got this way, 'cause it's a fine line in between right and wrong. He's been crossing over that border way too long. He should have seen it coming. Like a pull of a lover or a child in a swing. Gave his heart to him, only one wears his ring. They're both gonna have his babies now. So how do you confess what words won't explain? He never intended to cause this much pain. Now he feels like a farmer who went praying for rain. Got more than a bargain from the clouds. Everyone involved's getting hurt, and there ain't nothing he can do. He should have seen it coming at him right from the start. Now there ain't no escape. Now between a right. thinking now about a whole time.
Yeah, that was Rodney Foster with a fine line from his album Del Rio, Texas, 1959, which just happens to be the place and the year he was born. Del Rio is all the way west in Texas on the border with Mexico, south of El Paso. And that album started off a solo career. And before that album, he played with Foster and Lloyd and recorded three albums and had nine singles on the charts. Del Rio had four consecutive top 40 hits by itself. I heard about Rodney from Catherine Swearingen, now executive director of the Vashon Senior Center. She did some work and still does some work with Vashon Island Pet Protectors. She went to college with Rodney at the University of the South in Suwanee, Tennessee. Rodney also is an excellent songwriter for others, and he's appeared in some films and some TV shows. Interestingly, just last year he put together a combo CD and book called For You to See the Stars. So thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on the Voice of Vashon. We're going to drive from Del Rio north and east toward Lubbock. And as Lawrence Wright, the author of God Save Texas, pointed out, Lubbock and the stretch north through that Texas panhandle produced so many great musicians. Waylon Jennings, Jimmy Dean, the Gatlin Brothers, Tanya Tucker. Lubbock itself produced Buddy Holly. Sonny Curtis, Mac Davis, Delbert McClinton was born there. Gary P. Nunn, Lloyd Maines, and his daughter Natalie of the Dixie Chicks. And the Flatlanders also came from Lubbock, Joe Ely and Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock. Larry Wright asked Joe Ely what made Lubbock such a musical town, and Joe said, I don't know about others, but I think about all the emptiness, and it made me want to fill it up. So about 15 miles outside of Lubbock is a one-story clapboard shack called the Cot Club, and at one time it was the most important venue between Dallas and L.A. Johnny Cash, Fats Domino, Benny Goodman, and Elvis performed there. Elvis performed there a few times. As a matter of fact, the owner of the Cotton Club used to sneak in people, the musicians from around Lubbock area, to watch Elvis when he performed there. One of the most versatile artists to come out of Lubbock is Terry Allen, who went to high school with all the Flatlanders. And he is a singer-songwriter and a playwright, but he's also best known probably for his artwork. He's an architect, and he served on the faculty of a few universities in California. His work has been displayed in museums throughout the world. He's got three NEA grants and a Guggenheim Fellowship. But here he is in his beginnings of his musical style. Not the beginnings of musical style. This is it. This is what he got. And he is showing the disdain that quite a few artists feel for Nashville, while at the same time kind of showing a little bit of pride in the local music. Here's Flatland Farmer by Terry Allen.
He's a flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar. Yeah, he's a flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar. He don't make no money, but he can out pick a Nashville star. Yeah, the people from the pickups are traveling for miles around. Yeah, the people come from the pickups are traveling for miles around. Yeah, the park in his front yard to sit on his ground. And he eats fried chicken to the flatland sound. He lives. Grow. drink, out play, out drink, out pray, and out lay any of them Nashville stars.
Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes, they hear the phantom drummers and the non-existent pipes. These days the buck stops nowhere, no one takes the blame. But evil is still evil in anybody's name. If dirt were dollars,
well, as Don Henley tells us, if dirt were dollars, that came from his 1989 album, The End of Innocence. And Don was born in Gilmer, Texas, the hometown also of Casey Musgraves and Freddie King. And I do acknowledge that the drive from Lubbock is over to Gilmer, pretty long way. It's about 7 hours, whether you go I-20 or you go the more scenic Route 82. Don was a drummer and lead vocalist for the Eagles from 1971 through 1980, and that's when he started his rather successful solo career. He also has started a number of environmental organizations, including the Walden Woods Project. Check it out. When we lived in Austin, Don occasionally came down to Austin to speak regarding environmental issues. That we had a few of them down there, especially at Barton Springs. Before Don, we heard Terry Allen on vocals and piano, and Jesse Taylor just showing off. He's from Lubbock. He was on guitar, and the song was Flatland Farmer from Terry's concept album, Lubbock on Everything. And this two-disc set is full of satire and descriptions of Lubbock that are just priceless. But it just shows what a complex memory he had of growing up in Lubbock. And in pulling the show together, I confess that I just sat and listened to the entire two-disc album in one sitting. And I usually don't do that when I prep for shows, but I just got completely sucked into the album. I am Jeff Fletcher, your host for this road trip across Texas on Boogie Back, and I appreciate your listening. We're going to go out the door the same way that we came in. We're going to go out through the kind of near the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and with a guitar player, a pretty darn good one himself, Buddy Whittington, and his recollection of what it was like, and all of us probably felt like this, to be young and dumb. Buddy Whittington on The Voice of Vashon.
Falcon, got to make the gig before 9:30 come. Red lights start to flash, pull it over to the right. Something wrong, fuse is blown, ticket for no taillights.